When Paul Stewart was just a kid, he went everywhere with his dad, Bill Stewart Jr. Bill was a referee, and he officiated football, baseball, and hockey games all over the Northeast. Paul grew to love sports, especially hockey, but his family didn't have a lot of money.
Longingly, I waited for my own pair of skates, and I didn't know we weren't rich.
In 1959, Bill Stewart stretched the family budget and bought Paul his first pair of hockey skates. They helped Paul parlay his hockey skills into a short pro career.
Secord and Paul Stewart go at it right away.
But Bill Stewart helped a lot of other kids, too, including one who would go on to fame of a cosmic magnitude. Here's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.
Paul Stewart's stats from his final season tell you pretty much all you need to know about the kind of player he was. In 21 games with the 1979-1980 Quebec Nordiques, he scored 2 goals and racked up 74 penalty minutes.
For the record, if Stewart gets another 5-minute penalty from this altercation, he's through for the rest of the game.
But Paul Stewart would go on to make a bigger name for himself as a well-respected NHL referee from 1986 to 2003. He became the first American to officiate more than 1,000 games. Sometimes his job brought him to Boston, where his dad, Bill Stewart, had taught and coached 3 sports at Boston English High School. When Paul visited, they'd watch Star Trek together.
And he'd elbow me a little bit and say, "Now there's an English high boy that did well for himself."
The boy in question was Leonard Nimoy. Long before he grew the pointy ears, Nimoy was a student of Stewart's. Cool, Paul Stewart thought. My dad taught Mr. Spock. One day, early in his officiating career, Paul Stewart was standing in line at the airport in L.A.
And I felt someone behind me. Referees have that sixth sense, you know. And tough guys do too, because they don't want anybody sneaking up. And I turned around, and there was this icon that I had seen on television hours and hours and hours watching.
To me, it is quite illogical to run up and down on green grass using energy instead of saving it.
I said, "Do you mind if I tell you a story?" He said, "No."
Stewart told Nimoy that his father had taught and coached him at Boston English High.
He said, "Who's your dad?" I said, "Bill Stewart." He says, "Ah, Coach Stewart." He says, "Does he tell you what a great athlete I was?" I said, "My dad told me you were a nice Jewish kid from Dorchester. Your dad was a barber. You always came to class on time. You didn't mess around, and you were barely adequate in track." And he laughed and laughed. And he said to me, "How is your dad?" I said, "Well, he's around the clubhouse turn. It's not going so good."
In 1987, Bill Stewart was suffering from congestive heart failure.
He said, "Can you send him a note for me?" And I said, "Yeah." And I gave him a card, and he wrote, "Coach Stewart, was always a pleasure. Leonard Nimoy. Mr. Spock."
Paul Stewart says his dad got a pretty big kick out of that. Bill Stewart died not long afterward.
You know, it's like a pebble in a pond. It ripples, and the energy keeps going. And I think that my dad had that effect.
Paul Stewart will be inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame on December 12th. Apparently, ripples spread across frozen ponds, too.
That's Only a Game's Gary Wallach. A children's book, The Magical Christmas for Paul Stewart, was published in October. It was inspired in part by our story that aired last year.